Don't be afraid to make changes when your intuition is saying it's time. Pivot, try, play. The most important part is that you do not quit. I've always felt immense fear.
I was born with cerebral palsy.
I have always felt small.
I was told not to take risks.
I may be blind, but I teach people how to see.
And I'm proud to be an individual.
This podcast is for you, the unconventional leader.
Maybe you are the one that everyone discounted.
Maybe you struggle with fear and self-doubt. We are here to empower the next generation of self-starters to step up.
Use their voice
and make an impact in this world.
You're listening
to the unconventional leaders. Do what? What? Guys, listen, this is episode 100. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I'm your host. If you've been with me for a minute, you know something is off right now. First of all, I just said unconventional leaders. And second, we're not introing a guest right now. This sounds like a Fidget Friday, doesn't it? Hey, for episode 100, I wanted to do a really fast solo round, me and you, and share a couple of really important things. Here we go. So I'm changing the name of the podcast. And this is a really hard decision for me because 100 episodes in is huge, and I feel like we're just really starting to get traction and build a brand, and I'm so honored and excited about that. And yet, I don't know, this show, if this is your first time listening, this show is for self-starters, people who are building something from the ground up, people who are purpose-driven, want to make an impact in the world, and man, sometimes you're just starting from scratch. And that's what I've felt like from the very beginning, starting a podcast. Literally, I am not playing with you. I am not joking. I went to Walmart and got a headset like 2 years ago and Googled podcast, how to start a podcast, Googled how to use iTunes. I had never used iTunes in my life and literally started from scratch doing this podcast and have learned everything in between. And it's been the craziest ride, Tons of bumps and turns and changes, and relaunched the show back in July and all kinds of craziness. And I wanted to share with you about changing the name of the show, but also to what I've learned over the past 2 years of podcasting and 100 episodes into this show. And hopefully it'll encourage you, whether you are podcasting or starting a business or whatever it may be. This is the real messy stuff when you kind of come into this conflict of, oh, should I do this? Should I not do this? And kind of do that pros and cons thing within that business or within your show or whatever it may be. And for me, I've been considering changing this show name for a minute, but I didn't want to confuse the audience because, again, we are picking up a lot of traction. We have listeners from all over the world. And I thought, man, Heather, why would you do that? Why would you confuse people? But in the same sense, I also felt the show's evolved a lot and we're starting to get clearer on our message. And as new listeners come in, I want to be very clear what this show is about. And if you don't know what the weekly parody is about, just glancing at that name doesn't give you any description for what it's about. So it just made sense to change the name that reflected more of what the intention of this show was. And so I wanted to kind of dig into this with you guys just briefly today, because not just to give you like my whole life story and all that stuff, because it honestly doesn't matter in the big scheme of things, but how does this apply to you? How does this apply to the thing that you are building? I don't know about you, but sometimes when I come up with these decisions within my work, I have like all these conflicting thoughts and different people are telling me different things and logic's telling me one thing and then I'm afraid and then fear's telling me another thing, and it's really hard to decipher what's wisdom and what's fear. I've always said that. I struggle with that, figuring out wisdom and fear. And I know that sounds weird, but in my mind, sometimes it can sound like the same thing because wisdom might say, Heather, don't do that. You might confuse your audience. But then fear might be saying, Heather, don't do that. You might confuse your audience. And so sometimes it's really hard saying, is this wisdom speaking to me or is this fear speaking to me? So I've really been practicing reading really still and just listening to what feels right and what just my intuition is saying. And that is such a practice, y'all. That is a huge practice to figure out how to do that and to quiet your mind and to get still. And when I did that, that's what I felt like. Okay, Heather, it's time to make this change, this permanent change. That way, as your brand continues to grow and develop, it's more clear and more consistent. And man, it's really hard doing stuff like this. Also wanted to share with you a couple more points about what I'm learning through this process. You know, 100 episodes in, what have I learned so far? Three things I want to share with you. First of all, go into your work expecting to spend longer on it than you think it's going to take. And I don't mean that to be discouraging, but it takes a minute to build something. It takes a minute to build traction. And one of the things I've struggled with, especially recently, is patience versus needing to change. Like, when is a time that you need to just be patient? And when is a time that you need to make a clear change and a deliberate change because something's not working? Again, then that goes back to that intuition. Is this a time for me to be still and continue on this path that I'm on? Or is this a time for me to make an adjustment? I deal with that question often. I don't know about you, but I do. So again, that's one thing I've learned through this process, is the importance of listening to that intuition and knowing that it's going to take longer than you think. The second thing I've learned is the only way to get better at something is to not be good at it for a minute too. To be a beginner and not be afraid to look like a beginner and to kind of suck up some of that pride and look messy and be messy for a while. And that doesn't just happen once. I feel like that happens over and over and over again, because as you learn something new, then you realize there's a new skill set you need. And when you learn that skill set, then you realize there's another skill set you need, and so on and so on and so on. So it's this constant leveling up process and being super intentional and being willing to look like a beginner, because you are, because you are. The last thing that I've learned in 100 episodes is, and this goes along with our big name change, but not to be afraid. Don't be afraid to make changes when your intuition is saying it's time. Pivot, try, play. The most important part is that you do not quit. If you feel like you have a calling on your life, I believe, you know, the scripture says the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. They're irrevocable. So that means that you're not going to make a mistake and ruin everything. It's not a life or death, or it's not as important sometimes as we think it is. Like, even this name change, like I thought to myself, you know, even if I kept the weekly parody, which, by the way, when I named the show The Weekly Parody, we were weekly, but guess what? We're three times a week now. So I thought to myself, you know, none of this is consistent. It doesn't make sense, but I don't want to confuse my audience. I don't want to rebrand, because, man, that's going to be a lot of work. In the big picture, none of it really matters. It's not life or death. And I was giving myself so much stress and anxiety over it. I was just like, oh, what do I do? What do I do? But, you know, I thought, you know what? If I kept the name, it's not going to make or break me, because the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. And if I changed the name and that was wrong and I shouldn't have done that and I confuse everybody and et cetera, et cetera, guess what? That's not the end of me, because the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. So what decision in front of you are you making into more of a big deal, giving yourself more anxiety over it than you have to? Maybe it's time to just really tune in and listen to what your intuition is saying and just trust that and just go with it, because it's going to be okay. And we do need to change, and we do need to pivot, and we do need to be patient. And sometimes we get it mixed up of when we should be patient, when we should change, and vice versa. And all of that's okay, because the point is that you're in the game. The point is that you're trying. The point is that you're showing up. The point is that you do not quit. So we are 100 episodes in, and I am not quitting. I will be around. I'll see you next year when we're talking about episode 200. I cannot wait to see where this goes from here. I love you guys so much. If you have been listening for a minute, I would love your feedback. So you can go into iTunes, leave us an honest review. I want to hear what you like about the show. I want to hear what you wish would change. I want to hear your honest thoughts. It would mean the world to me. Love you guys so much. In your corner, and I'll see you Wednesday. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit that subscribe button. And also, if you have a second, leave us a review. Lastly, we have a private Facebook group. If you are looking for a tribe of like-minded leaders who are unconventional in their approach, but dedicated to making an impact, head over to Facebook and type in Unconventional Leaders, and we will be sure to add you. You guys have a great week.